Mass arbitration. Just the term itself sounds technical, maybe a bit abstract, something that happens, you know, far away in legal documents.
Right, definitely sounds that way.
But what if we told you that just last year, hundreds of thousands of individual claims were filed under this process?
Yeah, that number is... it's pretty staggering when you first hear it.
It really is. We're talking brand new data here. Over 280,000 claims submitted in just 1 year. That points to a significant and, frankly, kind of fascinating trend in how disputes are getting handled today.
And it could potentially impact agreements you interact with every single day.
Exactly.
And what's really interesting, maybe surprising to a lot of people, is what actually happens after those claims get filed. You know, for a process that's becoming so common in everything from app terms to job contracts, there's often not much clarity on the practical reality once a case gets into the system.
Right. That's where data like this is so important.
Absolutely. Data is key here.
So that's what we're doing today. We're taking a deep dive into the world of mass arbitration. And we've got a specific source to help us shine some light on it.
We do. Our source is the American Arbitration Associations. That's the AAA's 2024 Mass Arbitration Consumer and Employment Infographic.
Okay, the AAA. They're a big player in this space, right?
The leading administrator for these kinds of cases, yeah. And they've put this snapshot together to bring some, well, much-needed transparency to a process that's just getting more and more common.
Makes sense.
Data from an organization like the AAA is really crucial for understanding the practical reality of those arbitration clauses you might find yourself agreeing to.
Okay, so let's dive into what this infographic actually tells us.
Yeah.
Our mission here is to unpack this data, the big numbers, where the cases are coming from, and maybe most importantly, how they actually play out.
Yeah, what happens step by step.
Exactly. We want to help you quickly get informed about this whole evolving landscape. And the obvious place to start is that headline number you mentioned. The AAA got over 280,000 individual claims filed under these mass arbitration umbrellas just in 2024.
Yeah.
That's a huge volume right off the bat.
It is a massive number. And the infographic breaks it down a bit. It shows 82 separate consumer mass arbitration filings,
right,
which together made up over 247,000 of those individual claims.
Wow.
And then there were 10 employment or workplace mass arbitration filings, adding up to just over 33,000 individual claims.
So the sheer volume of initial filings is immense.
It really illustrates sharply how significant this procedure has become, you know, as a way to group together a large numbers of similar individual disputes.
Yeah, I mean, over 250,000 people filing individual claims through this kind of bundled process in just 1 year. But like you hinted earlier, that initial flood of filings is only part of the picture.
That's right.
Here's where it gets really interesting, I think. What happens next?
Yeah.
What happens to those hundreds of thousands of claims after they're submitted? Do they all march forward to individual hearings?
Well, the data indicates that's definitely not the usual path, not for the vast majority anyway.
Okay.
So from those 280,000 plus initial filings in 2024, only a relatively small portion actually moved on to what's called individual merits arbitration.
Individual merits arbitration. So that's like the actual hearing for one person's specific case.
Exactly. Where the arbitrator looks at the details of that claim. And the infographic shows just over 24,000 consumer cases, and only 437 employment cases even reached that stage in 2024.
Wait, hang on. So out of 247,000 consumer filings, only about 24,000 proceeded. That's like, what, 10%?
Roughly, yeah.
And for employment, 33,000 filings down to just 437. That's barely over 1%.
That's correct.
Wow. That's a massive funnel, or maybe like a choke point right near the start. What does that incredible drop-off tell us, just based on these numbers?
Well, just looking purely at the AAA's data for 2024, it suggests that for the vast, vast majority of claims filed in these mass arbitrations, the resolution happens before they ever get to a full individual hearing on the, you know, the substance of the claim.
Before the merits stage.
Right. That individual merits arbitration stage is where the arbitrator digs into the specifics, the legal basis of each individual claim to make a decision. The data strongly suggests that for most claims filed in this bulk way, the process just love it. It doesn't reach that point.
So what happens to them then? Do they just disappear?
Well, the data doesn't show everything, but some might still proceed later. Maybe they're still pending, or maybe they resolve through other ways, settlement, withdrawal before needing that full merits hearing.
Okay, so the data makes it pretty clear. Mass arbitration seems effective at gathering tons of claims.
Yes, aggregating them.
But the path forward for most individuals isn't a full hearing on their case.
Yes.
So given that, let's look at the cases that did make it to that individual merit stage and then actually closed in 2024. How did those end? Were awards common there?
Yeah, this is another really telling piece of the data. Awards were actually quite rare, even among the closed cases that got to the merit stage.
Yeah.
The infographic has these pie charts that illustrate it nicely. For the consumer cases that closed at the individual merit stage, the main outcome was settlement. 59% settled.
Okay, almost 60% settled. What about the rest?
Another 30% were dismissed, 10% were withdrawn by the claimant, and only 1%, just 1%, resulted in an actual award from the arbitrator after a full hearing.
1%. So for consumer cases, even if you got your case to the point where it could be heard on its individual merits in 2024, the chances of getting an actual decision, an award from an arbitrator, were tiny.
Very small, statistically.
Settlement, the parties just agreeing, was overwhelmingly the most common result.
That's what the 2024 data shows, yes.
What about employment cases? Was it similar?
Similar pattern, but settlement was even more dominant there. For the employment cases that closed at the merit stage in 2024, a really striking 77% settled.
77%, wow.
Yeah. Then 14% were withdrawn, and only 2% resulted in an arbitrator's award.
Okay, so settlement is huge, especially in employment cases. The data seems crystal clear. Even when cases get past that initial mass filing phase and reach the individual merit stage, the parties are, well, overwhelmingly choosing to resolve them through negotiation.
Right, rather than going all the way to a final decision from the arbitrator.
It suggests settlement is really the main way these things get resolved once they're teed up for an individual hearing.
That's what the data points towards, yes.
Yeah.
The primary mechanism seems to be settlement at that stage.
Okay, but let's talk about those rare cases. The 1-2% that did result in awards. The infographic gives some numbers on the award amounts for 2024, right? That gives us a sense of the financial outcomes when a decision is actually issued.
It does. So for the consumer cases where an award was issued, the data shows the average award was $10,131.
Okay.
And the middle value was $7,537.
Median's often a bit more representative sometimes.
It can be, yeah. It avoids skewing from outliers. The largest single consumer award reported in 2024 was $33,742. And the total amount awarded across all those consumer award cases was just under $365,000.
Got it. And for employment cases, I assume those numbers might be different given the types of claims, wages, discrimination, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd expect that. And the numbers bear it out. The awards tend to be higher. The data shows the average employment award was $124,603.
Whoa, quite a jump from the consumer average.
Big jump. But the median was $22,667.
Oh, okay. So that difference between the average and median is much bigger in employment cases.
Exactly. It really highlights how a few very large awards can pull that average way up, which isn't unusual in employment disputes, you know, where you might have significant back pay or other damages involved.
Makes sense. The largest single employment award in 2024.
That one was significantly higher, over $1.7 million.
Wow.
And the total awarded across all the employment award cases was just over $2.8 million.
Okay, so putting it together, huge volume of initial filings, tiny fraction proceed to individual merits. Those that do overwhelmingly settle, awards are rare, but can be substantial, especially in employment.
That's a good summary so far.
The infographic also tells us where these cases are coming from. Which industries are generating most of these mass filings?
Right. It breaks that down too for 2024. On the consumer side, the leader, by quite a big margin actually, was gaming and entertainment.
Gaming and entertainment. Interesting. How many filings?
Over 100,000 individual claims filed came from that sector.
Okay. Who else?
Then followed telecommunications, healthcare, financial services, and technology.
Gaming leading the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. For employment cases?
For employment workplace, the top industry was technology. Nearly 32,000 filings there. Followed by restaurant food service, transportation, healthcare again, and financial services again.
So tech is prominent in both consumer and employment mass arbitrations. Gaming really dominates consumer. What does this distribution kind of suggest about where you're likely to run into these mass arbitration situations?
Well, the data seems to track pretty clearly with industries that operate at a massive scale.
Right. Lots of customers, lots of employees.
Exactly. Serving huge numbers of consumers or employing many people. And also industries that frequently use arbitration clauses in their standard terms, their agreements, their employment contracts.
Makes sense. That's where you'd see these large numbers of similar individual disputes getting bundled together.
Precisely. And it's worth remembering, this infographic is data from 2024. A few really large mass arbitration filings in particular year can cause this industry data to shift around quite a bit, depending on, you know, which specific companies or sectors were involved in those big filings that year.
Good point. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up, bring together what this AAA infographic has shown us.
Sounds good. We've definitely seen a few critical things illustrated by this 2024 data. First, just the sheer volume of individual claims getting pulled into mass arbitration is enormous.
Yeah, over 280,000 filings in 1 year. Hard to ignore it.
Can't ignore it. Second, that steep drop-off we talked about. Between the initial filing volume and the number of claims actually reaching that individual merits arbitration stage.
Right, suggesting that for most people involved, the process resolves much earlier.
That seems to be the case, according to this data, yeah.
And then for those claims that do get to that merits stage and close, settlement is just king.
Absolutely. Well over half for consumer cases, over three quarters for employment cases in 2024. Awards after a full hearing. Statistically pretty rare.
Though sometimes significant amounts, especially in employment cases, when they do happen.
Correct. And the industry data shows concentration in those big high-volume sectors, gaming, tech, telco, healthcare, finance places, that rely heavily on standardized agreements with arbitration clauses.
So really, understanding this data from the AAA is valuable because it gives you, the listener, some real-world insight, right, into the dynamics actually at play here.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you see beyond just knowing an arbitration clause exists to understand how these things tend to play out statistically once they're in the system.
Which, you know, raises a pretty important question when you look at all this data together.
Okay.
Well, think about it. Hundreds of thousands of individual claims get filed in mass arbitration, but only this tiny fraction proceed all the way to an individual merits award. The vast majority resolve beforehand, or they settle.
Right.
So what does this data suggest about the main function of mass arbitration? Is its primary role, as seen through these numbers, really about providing a path to individual awards after a full hearing?
Well,
or is it perhaps more about, say, aggregating claims to pressure or encourage those pre-hearing resolutions like settlements, or maybe serving different strategic goals for the company or the claimant's lawyers involved?
So less about the final award outcome for individuals and maybe more about the process itself and its effect earlier on.
It's something the data makes you wonder about. What role does it truly play in practice versus theory?
Yeah, it definitely leaves you with a lot to think about regarding the practical realities and maybe the strategic thinking for everyone involved in these mass arbitration cases.